Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19. The Bible says in verse 1 of Exodus chapter 19, "In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall I say to the children, to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, have ye seen what I did unto the Egyptians? And I have bare ye on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their face all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together, saying, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the Lord, of the people, unto the Lord." I want to preach for a little while this evening, if God will be my help on this stop. The Lord hath done great things. The Lord hath done. We can stop right there and just shout the rest of the evening. Amen. The Lord hath done great things. Because we know that the Lord has done great things for all of us. But God has often reminds us of what took place. He often reminds us of His deliverance. He reminds us of where we were and where He brought us from. Amen. I often think of where I could have been. And I told him the other day, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have been in an awful place. I know. I can't even imagine where I'd have been if it wasn't for the grace of God. But God reminds us and brings to our remembrance, praise God, His greatness and His glory, the delivering power that He has to usward to deliver us, praise God. And most of the time what He has to deliver us from is from ourselves. Amen. Why? The person that gives me the most problems is me. Amen. But God is a delivering God, and He delivers even me. Praise His holy name. Amen. And God sometimes has to help us to realize the conditions in which we get deliverance. It's conditions upon His grace and His mercy that we are enjoyed with the continual blessings of God. He continues just to bless us on purpose because of who He is, His goodness and His mercy. And because who He is, praise God, He helps us all the time. Praise the Lord. So we see as God, we realize how good God has been to us, and God is God is great. Amen. That's all you can say. If you had one word you'd have to use for our God, He's a great God. Amen. An awesome God. But as God lays it out here, we begin to understand what He does for us. We have to have a course to remember, a direction in which we go. He begins to remind the nation of Israel the way that He defeated the enemy. Yeah. Amen. Have you ever thought about how God has defeated the enemies in your life? The things that come against you, the transgression that's come in your life, that God Almighty has been there to defeat. He tells us in verse number 4, He said, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians." Amen. I pray God, I can see in my life, you can see in your life if we'd take time. And you know, sometimes it's good to just stop and meditate for a few minutes. It's good just think about how good God's been to you, how great God has been to you. Amen. The things He's done for you, the things when maybe somebody said it was hopeless, that this or that would never change, and this or that might never get better, but praise God, about the time you get to the bottom of the mully grubs, praise God, here comes God. Amen. You say, well, He's just a little bit too late, but you realize, praise God, He was right on time. Come right to where you was. Praise God, when you couldn't reach up high enough, get a hold of Him, He reached down to where you was. I lifted you out of the ball of grubs. I loved up on you real good and said, son, I told you I could do that. Yeah, that's right. Amen. I've had folks we prayed for, Brother Jeff, for years. Had a cousin we prayed for. I know I prayed personally for him 20 years. I prayed God would save him. And thank God the Lord did. The Lord come right to where he's at, touched his heart, and saved him by his marvelous grace. Amen. Brought him out of the valley of defeat, praise God. Put his feet upon a solid rock and a foundation, praise God, that he's marching on to glory and with the help of the Lord. Even today as we speak, and you say, what happened? A great God, praise God, come to where he was, touched him, praise God, with that almighty hand of power from on high. Praise the Lord. Brought him to a place he had never been before. Amen. I like those places. Amen. I like those places I've never been before, don't you? Amen. I like the defeat when the enemy's defeated. And I look, praise God, and I realize that no longer he's before me, but he's behind me, praise God. Every now and then I look back just to get a glimpse and know, praise God, that he's no longer there. Amen. Praise God. He said he delivered them. Amen. Praise God. The way of the defeated enemy. And the way to deliver them. Deliverance. Amen. For God's people. The way that God delivers his people. He said, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians. And he said, watch this. And said, how I bear you on eagle's wings. Praise God. He said, listen. I praise God. Not only did I lift you up, but I brought you up and I brought you out and I carried you, praise God. When they all thought it was doomed, when they thought we'd never make it, praise God, I picked you up on the wings of an eagle. I bear you out, praise God, and I'll bear you up. I'll let you get above the enemy and above the clouds and above the adversary. And I'll let you look down and see the mighty hand of an almighty God as he moved upon the people. Can you imagine when they stood on their brains, praise God, and when they couldn't go no further, it brought out of Egypt and said, you brought us out here to die. That's what the doubters always say. But I won't say there's always a remnant. And that'll say, wait a minute, God ain't through. He's still with us. He promised you never, ever leave us. Praise God, they bow our head. And they begin to trust. And God Almighty began to blow upon those waters. And they begin to obey. Praise God. Well, if I had a good arm, I'd shout. Praise his holy name. And waters spread out. And them waters drew back. And the Bible said they went across in little old mud puddles. No, say God. Praise the God of glory. Said they went across dry shod. Amen. So I brought them out on eagle's wings. Praise God, a delivering God. Who does he deliver? He delivers his people. Those are called by his name. Amen. Praise his holy name. Those are the kind that God draws out, delivers out. Praise his name. On the wings of an eagle. Praise God. In other words, he lifts them out. I'm glad he don't tie us behind a mule and drag us out. Amen. Through the muck and the mire. But praise God, he said he brings us out above the muck and above the mire and delivers us, praise God, safe on yonder shore. But not only that, I'm talking great things God has done, praise God. He brought them out, got them over on the other shore, told old Moses, said, hold up your stick again. Amen. Old Moses held her up again. Those waters began to come back in their place. Guess who was left where them waters weren't? Guess where the Egyptians were? Amen. In the midst of that thing. I praise God when those waters come back together. I praise God. God Almighty done that. The great God of heaven. He said, I will take care of your enemies forever. He told the nation of Israel, Brother Jeff, he said, you will see them no more forever. Amen. Praise his holy name. What a God we serve. So we see the course of remembrance. And then we see the condition to recognize. A condition to recognize. You know, God sometimes has conditions that we have to do. Amen. One of the things that we have to do is be obedient. God expects obedience, praise the Lord. And what do you mean? What is obedience? That means listening to God. Hello? You know, it's funny, we'll listen to everybody out there, and we'll listen to politicians and all these other, but we don't want to listen to God. I tell you, friend, it's a whole lot more convenient to listen to God. It won't get you in trouble, hello, when you listen to God. He said, well, preacher, you remember Saul? Bible said that Israel wanted a king, so he gave him one. Give him old Saul. And the Bible said he was head and shoulders above the others. So he's a great old big man. When they went to look for him to ordain him to be king, he was hiding in the stuff. Amen. Hiding in a wagon like a little girl. And so they told him, Samuel told him, said, you go down there, what God wants you to do. Said, he wants you to go down there to the Amalekites and he wants you to whoop them. Said, he wants you to destroy them. Don't want you to retain nothing. Go down there to whoop them and destroy everything. You know the story. And old Saul said they kept back some of this goodly stuff here and some goodly stuff there. And old Samuel went down there to him, Brother Jeff, and he said, Saul right there said, I done what you said. Wiped him out. And Samuel said, what's that lowing of cattle that I hear? Said, you bring beef with you, Saul? He said, well, you know, Samuel said, them people, ain't it amazing how when we sin and do things, when we're disobedient to God, we always want to blame it on somebody else. Amen. We serve a great God, a Lord of heaven. He knows your sin, and he knows my sin. We can't pack it off on anybody else. He knows where we are. Amen. So he sinned in disobedience to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 19. He said, wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto him, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way of the which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Now God didn't kill him to keep him alive. You say, well, preacher, why? Somebody asked me that. They said, well, preacher, why is it that God had to go killing everybody? Because they was ungodly, rebellious against God. And even though he showed them, they wouldn't change their ways. Amen. People want to rebel against God. People want to be disobedient to God. He'll just take them out. Get them out of the way so those that can't come. Because we were created, whether people don't like it or not, we were created to follow, to lead, and to worship God. Amen. We can't worship him in disobedience. Hello. Amen. Praise the Lord. Saul said unto him, yet I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone away of the Lord and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen and the chief things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. And so what Samuel says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Now that's capital L-O-R-D. That's Jehovah. That's God Almighty. He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fats of rams, praise God. So he said, hey, listen, it's better. He said, praise God, obedience is always better than sacrifice. Amen. So it's good, praise God, to be obedient unto God. Because it's better than sacrifice. Amen. Not only obedience, but he said faithfulness. Amen. It continues on recognizing faithfulness. God wants us to be faithful. Look what he says. He says in verse 5, he said, Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. Amen. He said, if you obey my, he said, keep my covenant. He said, if you'll keep my commandments. In other words, what God's saying, he said, if we'll just do what he tells us to do. You know what? We're like little old children. Amen. Mom and daddy tell us to do something. Our parents, teachers tell us to do something. And we try to figure out ways around it. or the way that we can do it, which is a better way. Amen? When it'd be a whole lot easier just to do what God says. Amen? Just do what God says. Just, amen. God gives us commandment. He gives us directions. Just follow directions. It's always easier to follow directions. It's a whole lot harder once you get something about two-thirds put together and then get to reading the directions and happen. You fellas know what I'm talking about. Come on now, I should have some amens. And then have to go back and take it apart and start all over. Because your wife comes out there and she says, honey, what are you doing? I think this goes. And you say, I know what I'm doing. And she picks up the directions. Amen. And she actually reads them instead of looking at the pictures. See, those pictures look pretty good. And usually most of us men can do pretty good by the picture, but they some things you just don't tighten up completely till you get to the end. Amen. So you go and you put all this stuff together, but you don't obey the instructions. So then you have to go back and undo that you've done. Amen. Amen. Or you get frustrated and you leave it and you say, well, I'll get it tomorrow. And you come in tomorrow evening and praise God, and your wife done took it apart and fixed it. I'm afraid that's what God does for us. God's so great, praise God. Sometimes He just takes it apart and fixes it back together for us, amen. Because we've already messed it up. Amen, praise God. Because of the faithfulness that we have, just putting our faith and trust in Him. Because of good things He does for us. Following His commandments. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, He said, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. So we ought to be faithful to God, putting our faith and trust in Him. Faithful to Him, praise God. Why? Because He's always been faithful to us. Amen. In every aspect of our life, God has always been faithful. Amen. And if we're faithful, if we're obedient to Him, praise God, and faithful to Him, praise God, He'll bring us to the house. Amen. He'll bring us to the house. So we see that the good God of heaven, praise God, in the greatness of His glory, He gives us a castle, if you will, to reach. He gives us a place, a fortress. He gives us a fortified city. He gives us a place, praise God, where we can come in and be safe if we put our faith in Him. Amen. Praise God brings us to a place. He said, I brought you unto myself, verse 4. Amen. Bring you into a place of safety, a place out of danger. See, God didn't call us to leave us out there to fend for ourselves. I don't know why people's got this impression that I've just got to keep pressing on, try to do the best I can. Amen. Praise God. You're going to fumble, you're going to fall, you're going to come up short. But what He tells us, praise God, is we need to put our faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, that He's going to bring us to His place, bring us to a place. He said, in my Father's house is many mansions. Praise God. He said, what he wants to do is bring us to a sanctified a city, praise God, unto Himself, a fortified place where we put our faith and trust in Him. He said, I've brought you to it, praise God. I brought you unto myself. Praise God. He saves us from our sins so that He might bring us where? To God. He saves us. Did you hear what I said? He saves us. He saves you. He saves so that He might bring us to God. Now, I preach that. Remember, we're in His hand. Once we ask God to save us, praise God, He takes us in His hand, praise God. He begins to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. So we begin to see that place of safety, the castle, if you will, of God, that God Almighty has made for us, praise God, that's fortified to protect you and me. It's a place where the boogeyman can't get to you. He might hang out the top of the walls and run around it, praise, but he can't come in. It's like that old thing, keep knocking, but you can't come in. He keeps a knocking, praise God, but he can't come in because the good God of heaven, praise God, has already taken up residence. The walls of glory is around us, and we put our faith in the Lord, the great God of heaven, what He's already done for us. Amen. Praise God. He's already got a place for us. Already settled in heaven, praise God. A place for you and me. Amen. Not only do we have a castle to reach, a place that we can go, but we also have a consignment to reveal. A consignment, what God has put up for us. Amen. Praise God. Something that's out there. In other words, that commitment that's made when you put something up on consignment, praise God, you put it up there, praise God, for somebody else. God's already put us for consignment, praise God. We already belong to Him. Amen. A commitment that He's made for us through Jesus Christ our Lord, praise God, so that unto Him we might become a peculiar treasure. Amen. A peculiar treasure. He said, ye shall be a peculiar treasure. Amen. God's already purchased us, and He considers us a treasure. Special. Amen. Special. Amen. Put on consignment, praise God, for the glory of God, for His goodness and His mercy that He bestows upon us. Not just a treasure, but a peculiar treasure in the Lord. Amen. That speaks of preciousness. How precious we are to God. Do you know tonight that you are precious to the Lord? Every one of you is precious. And there's not a one of us that's any more precious than another. Amen. We're all precious in His sight. A peculiar treasure that's precious to the Lord. Amen. Not only are we precious to the Lord, but He says in verse 6, He said, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. So He said, not only are we precious in the sight of God, a preciousness before the Lord, but He said, we're intercessors, praise God, to others. Or you might say intercessors for others. We get to intercede on others' behalf. Amen. That we get to bring them to the Lord, praise God. We have to be there for them. We get to be the one, praise God, that would begin to speak of the precious oracles of God, so that they might know the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. So not only does it speak of a preciousness in the sight of God as His treasure, but it speaks of the privileges that we have to be His children. Amen. Take that home with you. The devil won't like it. The world don't like it anyway, because they say we're white privileged, da-da-da-da-da. They say that to me, I'm just going to get in their face and say, well, glory, hallelujah. So I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm privileged because I'm a child of the King, praise God. I'm white, that's who I am. I can't help that. They can't help who they are, praise God. We're all privileged, amen. I'm privileged because I'm a child of the King, and I get to tell Brother Kevin others about the great God of glory in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To lift up His name, praise God, everywhere I go. Amen. So I get to intercede for others for the glory of the Lord. Amen. So we speak of the preciousness of God. We speak of the privileges of God. But notice what else we have. He said, ye shall be a holy nation. Verse 6. Be a holy nation. Amen. That speaks of the practice that we live in a holy life, in holy living. Amen. Yeah, preacher, why should we? Because we're the temple of the Lord God. Amen. Whose temple you are. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. One-handed man will get it in a minute. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 16. He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Do you know that tonight? If you're saved, praise God, you are the temple of God. You say, well, what's the church? The church is a place of worship. Amen. It's where we come to get the cup full and the temple full so we can take it out into the world and pour it out. Amen. If we could ever come up with an idea in our head how great God is and how He can fill us up so we'll have something to take out, well, we could flood this world we live in. That's what's wrong today. We're not pouring out much. Yeah, well, preacher, I just don't understand why. Because we're not getting a whole lot when we come. Amen. He said, know ye that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. That's why we will take care of the temple. You get to defile in the temple, praise God, God might just destroy the temple. Amen. He said, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So He says, we are the temple of God, praise God. We're that place, amen, where we come from. We are that holy nation that God's a calling. You say, well, preacher, I thought that's Israel. It was. Amen, but we're partakers in it with Him, those that are saved and born again now. We're part of the holy ones of God. We're the holy ones of God, praise God, looking to see His glory in these last days. So that speaks not only of the preciousness of God and the privileges of God, of God's people, but of the practice of God's people. Just being who God called us to be. Right now, today. Amen. Praise His holy name. So we see as God lays it out and the great things that He's done for you and I. So that we could be partakers with Him in it. Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we see all that, but we also see the consecration of regard. So we begin to the declaration, praise God, you might say, of recognition or realization. When we realize the goodness that God has showed to us. Now God's manifest Himself in our hearts. Amen? He said all the people, verse 8, He said all the people answered together. Boy, I would to God that God could that God's people would do that again. We are to be able to. He said all of God's people answered together. They was all one mind, one accord, and they answered together. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said all the people answered together. All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. Verse number 8. Amen. All, you know, the Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. We go making promises to God. We better stand to them. Amen. If not, they will be a day of reckoning. So we need to make a vow to God. What they did, they made a vow to God. They made a promise to God. Amen. The Lord hath done great things for them. But what did they do for Him? See, God, they knew God had done great things for them. If you look over in Psalms 119, or Psalms 126, Psalms 126, the Lord says this, the Bible says this, His song of the graces are coming up out. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. But watch this. The Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore we are glad. Praise His holy name. So we see, I won't say that, the Lord has done great things for them. But the Lord has done great things for us also. As well, praise God. And we just give Him praise for that tonight. Because of the great things that the Lord hath done. Praise the Lord. We can praise Him for that. We know what He's done. We know what He's doing. And know what promise that He's promised to do. So we can say with the psalmist, praise God, that the Lord hath done great things for us. Amen. Praise His name. David would say, in conclusion, you might say, David said this in the 116th Psalm. And I believe it's because the Lord had done great things for him. In 116 Psalm verse 9, he said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you know what David said? He said, I'm just going to go with God. But he tells us in verse 8 why. Now watch this. In 116 Psalm verse 8, he said, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, what great things. God has done the same things for you and me. Amen. Praise His holy name. What great thing God has done for us. Ain't God been good to you, young'uns? Ain't He been good to us? Ain't He helped us? Great things He's done. And praise God, He ain't finished yet. That may not be proper English, proper grammar, but I want to tell you, praise God, according to His precious Word, He ain't finished yet. Amen. Yeah, He dealt bountifully. If you go back to verse 7. Dealt bountifully, poured out to the full, and give us all that we need. The Lord hath done great and wonderful, mighty things for you and me. And He's still in business today, praise God. He ain't closed up shop. He ain't went nowhere. He ain't got old or tired. Praise God, He's still in business today. Doing the same thing, great things for you and me that He done for the nation of Israel. Still bringing people up and bringing them out. for His glory. Praise God. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing. People still, they're looking for something, young'uns. They're hungry. Amen. They're starving to death for a touch of God. And I tell you what, listen to me, and I'm done. But these people today that's scared to death of this COVID because they're lost. And they know in their heart if they die, they're going to go to hell. Amen. And they're desiring in their heart somebody come tell them about Jesus. So the same God that done the great things for you and I can do the great things in their life, their heart. Amen. Praise God. For His glory. That's what we're looking for today. God, the Lord hath done great things. What do we need to do? Just tell people how great a God we serve. Because the Lord hath done great things to usward.